New heading. President Kim Dae-jung. I had the privilege of teaching former President Kim of South Korea and some of his advisors in the Blue House in Seoul, Korea. Near the end, President Kim asked me, "Dr. Covey, do you really believe the things you teach?" I was taken back by this question and sobered by it. After a short pause, I said, "Yes, I do." Then he asked me, "How do you know you do?" I answered, "I try to live by these teachings. I know I fall short, I falter a lot, but I keep coming back to them. I believe in them, and I'm inspired by them, and I keep returning to them." He responded, "That's not good enough for me." I said, "I better listen to you." He asked, "Are you prepared to die for them?" I said, "I sense you're trying to tell me something." He was trying to tell me something. He went on to tell his story of many, many years of banishment, of being exiled, of being imprisoned, and of several assassination attempts, including being put into a sack with rocks in the bottom and being thrown into the China Sea and being rescued by a CIA helicopter. He told me of the pressure put upon him to cooperate with the military junta in the north. He was even offered the presidency but declined, knowing that he would simply end up being a puppet to a dictatorship. They threatened to kill him if he didn't go along with them. He said, "Then kill me, because if you kill me, I'll die only once. But if I cooperate with you, I will die 100 times every day for the rest of my life." He told me the story of the faithfulness and support of his family during his long, torturous ordeals, and of his faith as a Christian convert, and of his deep belief in people, and in the magnificent power of democracy. He communicated his belief in the value and potential of every person and in the right of self-expression. He gave to me a very privately held book of letters he wrote to his loved ones from prison, containing his deep beliefs, convictions, and commitments. Joan of Arc once said, "I know this now. Every man gives his life to what he believes. Every woman gives her life for what she believes. Sometimes people believe in little or nothing, and so they give their lives to little or nothing." Close quote.